call the county council meeting of July 17th, 2012 to order. First thing will be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, good morning and thank you, Mr. President. The agenda can be amended under executive session to remove job applicants' qualifications, keeping personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Caldwell.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of July 24th. Any questions, comments, or changes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, I have one letter, Mr. President, and it's from Sean Hatfield from Camp Barnes. On behalf of Camp Barnes, I would like to personally thank you and the entire Sussex County Council for your generous donation of $2,500. It's great to know that Sussex County Council supports our efforts in providing a free camp for the youth of not only Sussex County, but the entire state. He did also announce a first annual Camp Barnes Crab Feast on Saturday, August 25th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the purpose of renovating the Camp Barnes pool. And that is the only correspondence.
Any correspondence by a member of council? Mr. Lawson, this report.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item on the administrator's report, Georgetown Airport runway lighting. We're pleased to announce the runway edge lights and runway threshold lights on runway 1028, as well as the taxiway lights for taxiways D, M, and H, have been converted to LED lights. The conversion project was funded by the federal ARRA program. Airport users will see a noticeable improvement with the intensity of the lights when using runway 1028. The county will also see a noticeable drop in our electric bill, as these lights consume one-tenth of the power of the previous lights. Per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for May 2012, there were 4,335 total traffic arrests, 1,414 total criminal arrests. Of those criminal arrests, 368 were felony and 1,046 were misdemeanor arrests. Of the total hours on duty spent, 43% were spent on criminal investigations. Attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for June 2012. There were 17,473 total calls handled in the month of June. Of those 911 calls in June, 78% were handled by wireless phones. As you will see from the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Forest Landing Phase 2A reached substantial completion effective June 26, 2012. And lastly, in an effort to improve transparency and access to information of the county government, starting today, the Council's information packets will be produced digitally and made available to the public to view and download on the County's website. The digital packets contain the documents and background materials the Council considers during its weekly meetings. The digital packets will be posted on the website on Monday of each week County Council has a scheduled meeting. I want to thank Communications Director Chip Guy and the Council's administrative staff for coordinating this effort to enhance the County's procedure.
Yay.
That is it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir, and thanks to Chip and the staff. I think this is going to be a good thing for the public to see what we're going to deal with each week and what information we have, and it'll be a good thing for their information, I think. Mr. Hal Godwin, wastewater agreements.
Sir, Mr. President, members of council, we have five proposed wastewater agreements this morning for your consideration. The first one is County Project 8104, Waters Run Phase 1A, Agreement Number 634. In this case, the developer is Mr. Michael Daniels of Potomac, Maryland. The west side of Road 381, Old Bridge Road, 2,860 feet north of Route 54 and existing Magnolia Shore Subdivision, located on the east side of Road 381. This will become part of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, serving 56 single-family lot subdivision, as well as 38 ordinary sanitary systems existing on Magnolia Shore Subdivision, located on the east side of Road 381 at Old Mill Bridge Road. Connection charges here will total $40,120. We already have approvals from our engineering department as well as Generac. We're expecting 10 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $5,647.88, with a proposed construction cost totaling $37,652.50. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 634, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Waters Run Development Group, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Waters Run Phase 1A located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next,
thank
sir.
You. Next project is agreement number 378-3. The developer in this case is Mr. Michael Accardi from Rockville, Maryland. The location of this project will be on the south side of Old Landing Road and become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The units served in this project will be townhouse sections building number C1, C7, C8, C14, C74, C80, including Catalina Circle Station 30 through 39 and Carmel Terrace Station 10 to 12 plus 54 and a wetland crossing at Laguna Drive to cover station 28 to 29 plus 50. System connection charges here will total $91,800. Again, we have the approval of our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 40 days of construction with construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $16,006.25, with a proposed construction cost of $106,708.35. And I have a motion for this one as well.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 378-3, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Sawgrass South, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Warrington Creek Phase 4, a.k.a. Sawgrass, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, sir. Our third project to be considered is agreement number 343-4. In this case, the developer is Mr. Dave Dombert of Gaithersburg, Maryland. The location is the intersection of County Road 368 and County Road 384. This will become part of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 21 single-family home lots and townhouses. Sewer connection charges will total $107,751. We do have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 30 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $12,351.60 and a proposed construction cost totaling $82,344. The motion is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 343-4, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Forest Landing Communities, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Forest Landing Phase 2B, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Mm-hmm. The third and fourth project to be considered are coming to us from the same developer, Mr. Thomas Natelli of Gaithersburg, Maryland. The first one will serve the east side of White's Neck Road and north of Old Mill Road, will become part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and this will serve an abandoned sewer lateral at lot number 299. There will be no sewer connection charge We do have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. It should just be a one-day installation with a $75 administration and inspection cost, and the proposed construction cost should come to $500. The proposed motion for this one is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 918-4, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Bay Forest LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bay Forest Club Phase 2.2B, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll introduce that.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last proposal for today on wastewater is agreement number 918-5 by the same developer, Mr. Thomas Natelli from Gaithersburg, Maryland. The location of this project is the east side of White Neck Road and north of Old Mill Road, and this too will become part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This project will serve Phase 2.2C, consisting of 109 lots, numbered 1 through 35, 258 through 293, and 309 through 359. Phase 2.2C is a sub-phase of Phase 2.2. This is part of a planned residential community. Phase 2.2 is based on a revised master plan approved on March 17, 2010 by P&Z with 157 units total, 35 detached units, 51 attached units, and 71 single-family lots. 106 of the 157 units are served by existing sewer. The system connection charges will total $671,876. We have approvals, of course, by our engineering department, also with DENREC. We're expecting 90 days of construction, and we're expecting a construction administration and construction inspection cost to total $46,952.70, with a proposed construction cost coming to $313,018. And I have a motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for the Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 918-5, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Bay Forest LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bay Forest Club Phase 2.2C, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion?
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am, Mrs. Deaver.
I believe Mr. Administrator over there. We have sent our estimate to the plantations folks who are looking for a cost estimate. Is that right?
That's correct.
For possibly serving them. Okay.
That's correct.
That's done. Okay.
We submitted that last week.
Great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Gina Jennings. Federal payment in lieu of taxes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The county has received $38,898 from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. This check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2011. The amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. This check is funded through revenues generated by the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge from supplemental congressional appropriation. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as the other county tax collections as the county has done in the past. The calculation is in your council packet this week. Mm-hmm. I have a motion.
Any questions from council? Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the county department's recommended distribution of the refuge revenue sharing funds.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Medea.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and I know you did a good job getting the best number you can. Thank you.
We did send a letter, and we made, because it had been dropping, and we got the same amount this year for the last 5 years.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Get that in.
And next, the Tyler Technology contract.
You know, women talk.
A year ago, at the June 19, 2011 council meeting, County Council awarded a contract to Tyler Technology to purchase the Enterprise Resource Planning Systems software package MUNIS. At that meeting, I mentioned that we did not want to commit to purchasing utility billing module until we were comfortable that we were making the right decision for utility billing and the county as a whole. So in the last year, we did the following to make sure that we were certain that MUNIS was our best choice, even though we knew that they were the best fit vendor during the RFP process. We did three things. We analyzed if the current system could still be used while the other departments transitioned to MUNIS. We did a gap fit analysis with MUNIS to understand the modifications that needed to be taking place. We've also analyzed what modifications could be done to the tax module, which we already purchased, and that could have been usable for our billing out our utility customers. After we analyzed it, we felt that buying the MUNIS software for utility billing is the best choice. The cost of the utility billing module and related services such as consulting, training, and modifications comes to $240,350. This is $20,100 less than the original bid that we received a year ago, which also includes the modifications that need to run our program the way we want to run it. With this amendment, we are still under the $1.8 million budget for the entire project.
You have a motion?
I have a motion.
Please read your motion, ma'am.
Here. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the amendment to the Tyler Technologies contract to include the purchase of the utility billing module not to exceed $240,350.
Entertain a motion from council. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
Yes.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Bob Stewart, Paramedic Station 104, 100 lease renewal.
Nice police station.
You almost were late.
Busy station.
You were almost late.
I was waiting in the vestibule.
Oh, okay. You're up.
I'm here today to ask for a lease renewal on Station Medic Station 104/100, which is the East Side Supervisor Station and the East Side Paramedic Station over located at Midway. The lease was negotiated ad nauseum over the last several months. Mr. Moore's office has been involved in that with Ms. Kleinstuber, helping us try to work out the lease with Mr. Klass and his partners. So you have a copy of it. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer them. An overview is that it's a 4% per annum increase, which is what it currently is and has been for the last 5 years. We've been on that property for the last 15 years, 10 years of which we paid no rent. We were located in a construction trailer initially. We added an external detached garage, which we built, and then we changed the construction trailer to a mobile home, which eventually made its way down to, I believe, the sewage treatment plant people down in Scruff. He then erected a building of which we occupy a portion of it for our station. Those 10 years we paid, like I said, no rent, no water, no sewer. It was all free. Unfortunately, in today's environment, that property is not cheap anymore. It's hard to find property over there. We currently rent. We would certainly love to own instead of renting, mm-hmm. but we understand the costs associated with purchasing a piece of property. It would take quite a while when you purchase a piece of property to get your money back out of it. But I believe in the future we should be looking towards doing that. In the meantime, we're up for a lease renewal. They have not budged on the 4% per annum. In fact, they asked for a 10% increase on base and 4%, which we rejected. They also asked for a clause at the end of the lease, which included automatic renewal with a calculation based on the CPIU, which is the Consumer Price Index for urban areas for leases, and that was factored out by Mr. Moore's office at 10.1% plus 4% on base. So we've settled for the 4% per annum, and that's the best we can do right now.
For how long?
5 years.
5 years.
And it would probably take us 5 years to get out, to find something else to buy, to modify like we want. As you know, in the 106 area, we've already been a year and a half trying to just find a piece of property that was affordable and that would work for us. To try to find something in the Lewis or Hoboth area, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. I know that Mr. Lawson has already spoken with people from BB. They own the medical complex out on Route 24. You've seen that complex yourself. Mm-hmm. We did our travels. Mm-hmm. It's probably a better location mm-hmm. for the future for that paramedic station would be on 24 versus being on Route 1, because the only thing east of us is the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. Everything else is northwest and south.
So you're saying you're actively
We are beginning to actively entertain the idea of looking, coming to council, looking for permission to continue to look. But I think that long term, this is not going to be a fiscally viable solution if the rent keeps going up.
Are we able to, if we found something in the next year or so, are we able to get out of this lease without having many penalties or anything? We're
yes,
pretty
we
good
are.
Shape there. So
yes, we could get out of the lease.
I think
big garage in my backyard.
I think right now with real estate prices what they are, now's the time to be looking.
Yeah.
Because people are, and business is slow and things, so people are anxious to maybe make deals. So.
$177,000, you can do something.
Anything else from council?
I said $177,000, we ought to be able to do something.
You have a motion?
Yes, sir.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved Sussex County Council approved
payment.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between Storage Solutions LLC and Sussex County, Delaware, for the use of the building owned by them and described therein by Sussex County EMS as paramedic station 104/100 as per the terms and conditions of the lease.
Entertain a motion from council.
So moved.
Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on a motion?
Did he say Mr. Class is the owner?
Yes. He's the managing
Steve
partner.
Okay. Got just checking.
Mm-hmm. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Jim
for your
Hicken.
Time. Thank you for your time.
Northtown Air Services lease renewal.
Morning. I also have a lease renewal for you. It's with Georgetown Air Services. For office space in the terminal building. Garrett Dernoga, the owner of Georgetown Air Services, is here. If you have any questions for him. This is just for the office space in the terminal building. It's separate from his other lease under which he operates the fixed base operator business. So all the things pertaining to that, like airport liability insurance, et cetera, are in that lease and not in this lease. Basically, there's 528 square feet of office space. It's a five-year lease. The lease rate is $460 a month, which is $10.45 a square foot, which is about market value right now. We pay for the utilities, and there's no subletting or subleasing or assigning of the lease without your approval. If you have any questions, I can answer them, but it's a pretty straightforward lease. That's what he's been doing for the last 5 years out there.
What is the current price he's been paying for the last 5 years?
The $10.45 a square foot.
But there's no increase?
No, we're starting where he's leaving off currently, and then there's a CPI increase every year under this lease.
Starting next year?
Right.
Okay. Any questions from council? You have a motion, sir?
Sure. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the Council President to execute the commercial lease agreement with Georgetown Air Services, LLC, for office space located in the Airport Terminal Building, presented by Jim Hicken, Director of Sussex County Airport and Industrial Park Operations, on July 17, 2012.
And a motion from Council?
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion?
I got one thing to say.
Wilson.
It's a shame that we can't rent paramedics that building. You're talking about a savings. My goodness, compared to the price.
It'd be a little long ride from there to an ambulance running Lewis. So
yeah,
I think it'd be
Lewis. We have to take care of Lewis.
Anything else from council?
We're going to miss by a helicopter.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Rob Davis.
Morning, all.
Morning, sir.
Great day. I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for Dozer Lands LLC expansion of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. The property owners have provided a written request for annexation into the sewer district. I have a map in your packet, and I will point to the area and give you a general idea where it is on the front map. The area lies along Double Bridges Road, shown highlighted in yellow. It is located east of the intersection of Parker House Road and Double Bridges Road. Plantation Park and Plantation Park Marina are in the area. The area includes a portion of parcel 134-19, parcel 19. The yellow area is proposed for annexation, and the portion of the parcel that is already in the sewer district is shown red cross-hatched. The request is based on an earlier agreement between the property owners and Sussex County that in exchange for a pump station site on the corner of the property, Sussex County would annex the remaining portion of the property into the sanitary sewer district. The balance of the parcel can be served with a gravity connection to the pump station that is now located on the donated parcel. The entire parcel consists of approximately 15 and a half acres, of which approximately 7.2 acres are currently located within the existing sanitary sewer district, and approximately 8.3 acres of the parcel is proposed to be annexed. That's this area. The parcel has been provided with a connection point, and the map in front and in your packet shows existing area sewer infrastructure, and generally that's 8-inch gravity, 8 and 10-inch gravity in Double Bridges Road. Capacity was included in the design of the Miller Creek system at 4 EDUs per acre, and the areas within the future annexation area of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District and serving the parcel is in accordance with the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update. The property owners will be subject to connection charges if the property is built on at the rate of $5,131 per equivalent dwelling unit based on the current rates that went in, that went into effect on July 1st, 2012. Any questions?
Any questions, Mr. Ashman?
They haven't got any applications filed for any kind of development purposes. They're just basically raw land at this point.
They just indicated they may sell.
They may sell, right.
May sell. Well,
okay, so they're just trying to make it more saleable to more attractive because it's
presumably.
Okay.
Any more questions, Mr. Ashman? You have a motion, sir?
I do, indeed. Thank you. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District to include the balance of parcel District 134 on map tax map 19, parcel 19, lands of Dozer LLC, as presented on July 17th, 2012.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Town of Blades.
If somebody make a motion, $500 from my account.
Second.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips, grant $500 from my account's MAC account for the Blades National Community Night Out. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Apple Scrapple Festival.
We all give to that, don't we?
No.
Oh, just them.
Yeah.
I don't even go to
them. We gave them $1,500 last year. That's fine. Okay, with you? We have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,500 Apple Scrapple, being $500 from Mr. Wilson, $500 from Mr. Phillips, and $500 from myself.
Second.
The other second.
And a second.
She's finally catching on.
Got a good tutor.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Changing Fates Equine Rescue of Delaware.
I think dreams will be given these are worse.
Others.
We have given them
$200 a piece or something?
Yes, that's correct. We've done that twice.
Okay.
project.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson. Excuse me. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, that we grant $1,000, being $200 per Councilmatic grant to the Changing Fates Equine Rescue of Delaware for purchase of land. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Lewis Public Library.
And they are asking for, is it a special
They're having
event?
A creative artist conference, and they need supplies for their conference.
And not saying how much, huh?
They're requesting $500 to help.
Well, I would get that out of my account. Make a motion for that.
Second.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500, Mrs. Deaver's account, to Lewis Public Library for the annual Lewis Creative Artists Conference. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Brom Faith. That's you, Mrs. Deaver. And Lewis.
Oh, and Lewis,
the event,
I'm sorry.
The health and awareness seminars.
Yes, and what's going on with that? Are they looking for that?
They don't have a particular dollar amount. However, they are doing health and safety awareness for adults and children.
It's
like a festival.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would say that $500 should help them.
Second.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500, Mrs. Deaver's account, to Groom Faith and Israel United Methodist Church for a community event. A question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival Committee.
That's a joint one, I believe.
Yes, that is a joint. Well, it is. Last year it was Mr. Vincent, Ms. Deaver, and Mr. Phillips.
And what did they give last year?
700 in total, 500 Mr. Vincent, 100 Mrs. Deaver, and Mr. Phillips.
Well, I'll second that.
It's countywide.
We have a motion, yeah.
You're in a hurry, second. Other side of the county.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Have a motion, Mr. Phillips, to grant $700, 500 from my account, 100 from Mrs. Deaver, and 100 from Mr. Phillips.
You're killing me.
And a second from Mr. Cole.
Yeah, so yeah.
I want to see if you're awake.
He likes that.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Here's one I want you guys all to take notice of.
Dewey Beach
catch you speeding through
Police
Dewey Beach.
Department. Now, you do realize they have local law enforcement grants.
Yeah,
for...
I do notice that. Why would they ask for because this out of our grant money?
Just because
they thought they could get
$25,000.
Yes. I know that. I'm just helping. Okay. This is a very dangerous area coming out of Rehoboth over Silver Lake Bridge, and there's a bend in the road there, and people have been hit many times, and this is a thing that's going to help that whole area
okay.
in there, and a lot of people. If you guys ever go to the beach, Sam Wilson, for you in particular, do you ever go to the beach? If you did drive along that road, you would see the joggers, the walkers, the just the bicyclists. It is a very tricky little area. So I thought I'd help with catching some of you speeders.
Okay. And your motion is?
How much money did this apparatus cost?
$2,550.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Is George going to pay?
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips to grant $2,550.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Cole's account for the Dewey Beach Police Department for a Safe Pace 100 radar speed sign.
Stickles got him.
Any question on the motion?
Stickles.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the last grant, Millsboro Art League. Mr. Phillips.
Jose.
Art League.
I'd like to give $2,500 from my account, please.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
I'll second it.
Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,500 from Mr. Phillips' account to the Millsboro Art League for building improvements. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Webb. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, Mr. President. There are two. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage, maintenance, and general office for the contracting excavating services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 10.56 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Douglas L. Boozer, and that is for District Number 3.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the second is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair shop slash garage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.565 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Charles L. Williams, District Number 3.
We're the very busiest district, and I'll introduce that. And
Mrs. Deaver introduces that.
And that is all, Mr.
Thank
President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Guy, any additional business brought before council? Thank you, sir. William Christie. Milford, Delaware.
Shawnee Acres.
Mm-hmm. I used to live there. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the council. I apologize for being a little more dressed down today. My granddaughter tumbled as I was heading out the door and ended up getting blood on my suits. I had to run back in the house and change. Come before you today to address a couple issues. On April 19th, we had an incident again in Shawnee Acres. A young man on a four-wheeler was floating between an annexed community, Milford, and an unannexed community, Shawnee Acres. He threatened me four times with his four-wheeler. My wife called this 911 number. We got into this jurisdictional nonsense back and forth. Well, which side of the boundary is he on? Is he in the annexed section or is he in the unannexed section? If he's in the annexed section, you got to call Milford. If he's in the unannexed section, then you call the state police. It reached a point I had to draw my service revolver because the gentleman charged me for the fourth time. He ended up taking off. He was subsequently caught down in Milford off New Wharf Road after crashing the vehicle. To date, the state police have never come out and spoke to us, spoke to me personally about the incident. I have a problem with that. There has to be a better way for unannexed communities in our county to get what we are paying for, and we are not getting it. It is to the point. Crime is on the rise. The state police have spoke before the Lincoln Civic Community Association, have stated that Sussex County crime is the highest in the state and the fastest rising in the state, yet we're not getting police protection that we are paying for. It's my understanding that the county provides some funding to Milford to help assist on this. I've lived in this division for 6 years. I have to date never seen a state police cruiser or a local cruiser come through our development on a routine patrol. That's a problem. If everybody else is entitled to it as taxpayers, then why aren't the unannexed developments that are a little further out or that become an island unto themselves, if you will, as Shawnee Acres says? Everywhere around us is annexed by the city. We're not. We get left in the lurch. Nolak Acres across the highway is having the same problem.
Why don't you get annexed to the city?
Why would I want to get annexed to the city to have
get that service?
That's all I'm going to get for an additional $4,000 a year in taxes? I don't think so.
All right.
If you could give Mr. Guy the date and time of that incident.
Yes, it was
so
April.
That through 911, we'll find out what's going on.
Okay.
And I'd also to know about Nolak Acres, too.
Okay. Another issue that I'd like to address. There's a group called Citizens for a Sane Sussex County Sheriff. They have alluded that there's a board member of the council who goes along with what their actions are. It's been alluded that I was promised a job by Sheriff Christopher for coming here in April to speak before you about my thoughts and feelings about what should go on with the sheriff. I don't agree with what's going on with him right now. I believe that we should allow it to go to be ruled on, and whatever the Constitution and whatever the court decides should be taking place. At no time was I ever promised a job by the sheriff or a deputy's position. I'm a retired United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel who served 25 years.
Free service.
I don't need the money. I don't need the aggravation. I don't want the aggravation. I am also the guardian of my 4 and 6-year-old granddaughter. And if any of you have grandchildren, you know how busy that can be, even when you have them on a weekend, let alone having them on a full time.
Thank you, sir.
That's not the entirety. The council got dragged into it because in their site, and it has now gone viral as far as Montana, it has been stated that you as council interviewed me for a deputy sheriff's position and refused to hire me because of background check. There's enough nonsense going on with this sheriff issue and with the negative publicity that this council gets that I don't think we need any more of this out there. The reason I spoke to you, Mr. Wilson, last night, the reason I came before you is I wanted a matter of public record that you have never seen an application from me, I have never been interviewed by this council, and that the council does not support this type of, you know, online behavior going on. It's not a personal thing. It's, as I explained to you, Sam.
Sure.
I don't take it personal. I got big shoulders. I can let this roll off. This is my county. I chose to move here 6 years ago. I don't want to see this nonsense going on. I don't want to see you maligned, Ms. Diva, you, Mr. Cole, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson. It's ridiculous. And it doesn't do anything to resolve the issue that we have going on right now. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Dan Kramer, Greenwood, Delaware.
My name is Dan Kramer. Here we go again. You guys just don't get it. Boy, you love the vote-buying churches, scumbag preachers. I don't care what you call them, but I'm going to tell you something. Oh, but you guys don't discriminate. You know, I don't discriminate either. You're a bunch of dang turkeys, and you always will be a bunch of dang turkeys. And you know what your stone is going to say when you get buried? I was a turkey, always will be a turkey, and I'm going to be a turkey in the ground. Thank you.
Dan Iott.
Don, thank you.
Or Don. Okay, I'm sorry. And you're supposed to put your address on here when you sign up. If you do that first, please, sir.
Certainly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I have a different topic. I've been out campaigning for Ms. Deaver's job, and many of my constituents, the number one issue is the discretionary fund, and that's what I want to address. A lot of people are under the impression that the discretionary fund is being used to buy votes, and quite frankly, I agree with them. I don't believe incumbents should buy votes, and I don't think there should be money there for them to buy votes with. So I request that the county council transfer the total $150,000 in the discretionary fund to the Sussex County Disaster Relief Fund, where it can do some real good. This is taxpayers' money. It should be used for that purpose, not for frivolous. Churches can raise their own money. State police and police organizations, if they want a night out, let them pay for it. I don't want our taxpayers to pay for their keggers. Sorry. But I request that this money be redistributed to the Sussex County Disaster Relief Fund, where it will do good for the taxpayers. It shouldn't be in the hands of the county council. It gives the impression of corruption where none may exist. And maybe it does. I'm not the discerner of that, but my constituents are upset. I've covered over 4,000 houses since I started in February, and it's probably evidenced by the number of my signs halfway up Route 1 to the Mispillion River. And that is one of their number one issues. Democrats, independents, and Republicans alike, I go to every house, because when I'm elected, they'll all be my constituents. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll now entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
You got it. You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
You got it.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mr. President, are we staying in this room
for the... Yeah, we'd like to stay in this room today.
Okay.
Okay.